Video images taken by the Iraqi government of American prisoners of war were beamed around the world yesterday. The Iraqis appear to be using the videos as psychological weapons. American military and psychology experts say the soldiers' training will keep them from revealing much of value to their interrogators, and the images are not likely to help the Iraqis' cause in the United States. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
When Henry Taylor was in the Air Force, he went through a simulated capture.
Well, that was a very vivid kind of training.
It was 34 years ago. He was out in the field, told to evade capture, but he couldn't. It was rigged.
And once you're captured, you're stripped. You put in a very narrow cell for people that are as tall as I am. The cell wasn't tall enough for me to stand upright. You are put in a sensory-deprived situation. You get no outside light. The food is very poor. You're constantly interrogated over long periods of time. And the effort is to try to break you, even in this simulated condition.
Taylor was in the Air Force for 23 years. Then he became a military psychologist specializing in training. He says soldiers are trained to keep their minds busy if they're captured, to try to communicate with any comrades, to think about ways of escaping. And they're taught not to lie.
One of the things that commonly expected is that if you were captured, you could give misinformation and get away with it. Well, the interrogators are extremely well trained. They can pick up on that sort of attempt.
So soldiers are taught to give as little information as possible. Retired Army Major General William Nash says what's limited is not just the amount of information the Iraqis are likely to get from the soldiers. Also low is the propaganda value of images of bruised prisoners of war. Nash got a first-hand demonstration of that in 1999 when he was in Eastern Europe.
Early on in the Kosovo conflict, a patrol vehicle from American Army unit in Macedonia strayed across the boundary between Macedonia and Serbia, or at least that was the allegation.
The Serbs captured the soldiers and put them on television. Nash says it played well locally for a few days.
The downside is much more significant than any positive, because it will only make the opposing soldiers more determined to persevere.
Nash says the Kosovo incident changed the perception of the conflict in the States.
It gave some degree of determination to the American people, as this incident will, I believe, in that one of the objectives of the war now is to get those soldiers back.
The current images from Iraq are likely to have a polarizing effect, says communications expert Barbie Zelizer of the Annenberg School for Communication in Philadelphia. She expects it will intensify sentiments that already exist.
For people who are in support of the war, they certainly intensify the drive to get this war accomplished, to get things done with, because they show us the barbarism that we're supposed to be fighting to begin with. For the people who are not particularly happy about this war, they drive home the fact that, you know, this is why we weren't in support of the war from the very get-go.
She says for the Iraqis, it's a simpler equation. The images are likely to fuel a drive to fight for their territory. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.